Nothing in political life is as inspiring as politicians who put politics aside and risk their political security to do the right thing for their country, state, or community. Rarely in the stagnant world of modern Oregon politics have we seen elected officials put statecraft and serious problem solving above partisan warfare and personal political advantage. But something astounding happened in Salem last week. Just when you thought profiles in courage in politics are historical memories, 11 Republicans in the House of Representatives, including Rob Patridge of Medford, stepped up and put Oregon first. They voted to preserve a semblance of public services and balance the budget with a temporary $800 million tax package to accompany sharp spending cuts. Serious observers of this state's budget crisis have always known that a responsible solution requires both spending cuts and some form of tax increase. But the modern Republican Party has made opposition to taxes its mantra for the last 20 years. It is such an article of faith that Republican legislators who break ranks on this issue can usually expect a well-funded Republican challenger in their next primary election. This did not faze the 11 House Republicans. They defied their party's dogma and provided the margin of victory for the surcharge. In so doing, they brought a much-needed breath of fresh air and reason to Oregon politics. The 11 refused to borrow money to keep schools open and close the budget deficit, as their leaders sought to do, because that course simply sends a debt to future generations. Spending cuts alone would have inflicted such damage on the sick, the elderly, the young, and the infirm that the House Republican leaders could not find enough votes in their own party to support them. That's when the Republican 11 provided serious leadership, seldom seen in Salem in the last 20 years. Now the big question is how the Democrats will respond. For starters, they should promise that no Democrat will use the tax vote against the Republican 11 in the next election. Anything less would guarantee that this bright, shining moment of nonpartisanship will not be repeated anytime soon. But the real test is the one facing Democratic Governor Ted Kulongoski. When he came to office, he forswore new taxes, even a temporary one. But in the end, he embraced the surcharge as the only responsible way left to pull Oregon out of its budget hole. But what will Kulongoski do when anti-tax activists and talk show Republicans mobilize a statewide campaign to repeal the surcharge? Will he play it safe and hide out in the governor's mansion and let the chips fall where they may in the special election? Or will he follow the example of the 11 Republicans and risk his political capital to lead a bipartisan campaign to pass the surcharge and save at least some vital public services? That answer will at last tell us who Ted Kulongoski really is. This is Les O'Coin.